and to take youth participation from words to action. From our end at the IPU, we will have and we will put in place a multi-year program of support for the change makers and for their parliaments. And this is why you have seen us all, IPU staff, under the leadership of our Secretary General, presenting this campaign to you to say that we are here to support you as individuals wanting to bring about change for youth participation and your parliaments as institutions who want to lead the way and have more young men and more young women parliamentarians. We thank you so much for your attention and for your support. Anna, over to you.
Perfect. Amazing. I genuinely feel that this campaign is not only super excited and super empowering, but I also feel that it's very well thought of and it is very well designed, particularly because it comes at a time in which youth participation is more crucial than ever if we want to build back better. So thank you so much, IPU. This all makes me want to say yes and be a changemaker myself. So thank you for curating this. And I'm sure that the MPs here are going to make sure to amplify these campaigns in their national realities.
Anna, thank you so much. I will launch, if you allow me, a travel into the website of the campaign.
Absolutely. Please show us and guide us.
Thank you so much.
And as usual, I'm going to encourage everyone to use the chat to put the highlights of what you have learned so far. If you found a staggering statistic that is in your head, if you have a quote that stayed with you, please use the chat and let us know what you're all thinking.
Thank you so much, Anna. We are facing some little technical issues here. You see, it's everywhere.
It's 2021. Everyone has gotten used to having, oh, you're muted. Oh, give me a second. My microphone is not working. I'm sure that all MPs here can totally relate. And because this is a safe space, we understand each other. And moreover, we're supporting each other.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Anna.
But I do want to see comments in the chat. So please, people, help me here. I would love to hear what you're thinking.
I hope you can see the screen.
We were able to for a second, but not anymore.
Okay. We'll be back in a second.
Amazing. We have chats coming in. Thank you. This is a great opportunity to learn from one another. So use this opportunity wisely. You have over 200 people representing 80 countries. Use this time.
I'm sorry, I can't see. Okay, great. Anna, I think we're ready.
Yes, we can see the screen.
Great, perfect. Okay, so this is the website that will where the campaign is hosted, and we invite you all to click on the link that has been put in the chat to discover the campaign. You will see on the website, please, next slide, the landing page includes the key pledges of this campaign, I Say Yes to Youth in Parliament. And these pledges invite all change makers, all people who want to bring about change, to commit to taking transformative action. This transformative action, as you can see, is in several areas. The first one is to take action to adopt quotas, youth quotas, and youth quotas including gender parity provisions. The second pledge is to align the age to be eligible with the age to vote. If the age to vote is 18, the age to be eligible should be 18, and young people should not wait several years. The third pledge is to support youth mechanisms in Parliament, because these mechanisms are very strong gates to be able to move on youth empowerment. Such mechanisms are youth parliamentary committees, for example, or youth caucuses and networks of young parliamentarians. They need to be there, they need to exist, and the pledge is to create one in your parliament. If it doesn't exist, reinforce it, join it, make it vibrant if it already exists. The fourth pledge is to empower young parliamentarians once they are in office. It's not easy being in parliament, and they need to have also access to leadership positions and to be able to have an influence on parliamentary work. The fifth pledge is about empowering young people in society, young aspirants to political career, and mentorship here is the key word. And we invite you to pledge to help others, to help young people interested in entering parliament. The last pledge is for you to promote this campaign, to say yes loud and clear, and to have many others joining the campaign. On this front page, you will have many tools to use to explain why this campaign is important and interesting. And if you click on the pledges, you will be able to fill a form. It's super quick. It takes just a few seconds for you to enter your name and a few details, to click on the pledge that you want to take. You can take one, you can take two, but you can also, you know, take all the pledges and say yes to doing all of these actions that we are inviting you to do. Once you've done that, you can share on social media the good news that you have signed up, that you pledge to enhance youth participation. And on social media, you can share this news and call on others to join the campaign. I thank you very much, Anna, for the time. And thank you also to all our participants for their patience. We've been facing a few issues here. I just want to end by saying that we at the IPU are at your service. If you want to know more, if you want to contact us, if you want your parliament to launch the campaign, I Say Yes to Youth in Parliament, parliament if you want to launch the campaign yourself. There we have a toolkit that is also on the website and that you can use freely and independently. Just let us know what you're doing and we'll be there. We have your back. Thank you so much.
Amazing. Can I ask every member of parliament here to give a huge round of applause, a virtual applause, and congratulating the IPU team for creating such a detailed campaign. I genuinely can say that this is everything that any person in organization who is working for youth participation could ever hope for. It comes with like the interaction, the visual assets, the social media toolkits. So it's literally ready. So thank you so much for making our advocacy work so, so easy. And so, yes, congratulations to all of you. And now I also want to say congratulations and a big thank you to everyone who is sharing your thoughts in the chat, whether if it's a quote or a statistic. I am also seeing a lot of resources that are being shared in addition to the toolkits that were created for this campaign. So if you have any other best practices that you think that might be good for other participants to be aware, please put those resources in the chat as well. And then now we're going to put the cherry on the cake in the launch of this campaign. And for that, I am thrilled to invite Mr. Martin Chungong, the IPU Secretary General, to officially launch this wonderful campaign here and now with all of us reunited. So, Mr. Secretary General, let's cut that ribbon and get it started. Amazing.
Just wonderful. Just
great. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so thrilled to be able to officially launch this campaign. I am doubly thrilled because I have seen the overwhelming support that participants in this conference have expressed for the campaign. Since we started this youth movement, as I say, over a decade ago, and continuously, including today, emphasis has been laid on the need for urgent action, the need for working together to build political commitment in order to scale up youth participation. And I think that what we are witnessing today is a great step forward to move from just words to action. And so we're very heartened by the response that we have had. We have said also, and I've heard many speakers say, that this is not just a matter for young people to handle, young parliamentarians to handle, that you need also the more senior parliamentarians to be at the table. And so we want to see that together, young MPs and the senior MPs can work together to build the political commitment that is required, but also to promote that intergenerational dialogue and partnership that we are advocating for. It is important that this be seen as a joint, committed endeavor. So I'm very pleased that the response has been overwhelming. What we are doing today is just an inaugural step forward. We, as Zaina has said, stand ready to support this campaign, which should be worthy of its name. It is not a one-off thing. It's not a I would say public relations ploy, and we're going to go away and say we have done what we needed to do. It is a long haul endeavor. And I know that young people have their future ahead of them. They're resilient, they're strong, dynamic, and they are ready to carry this campaign forward. So we are there to support you in the months and years ahead. And we will be reaching out to you. Zaina has just presented to you, the dedicated website that we have produced for you, but she's mentioned also the toolkit that is available, and other material will be designed, including workshops and webinars, in order for us to take those pledges forward in our respective institutions. And of course, we want to work with Parliament as an institution in order to mainstream youth political empowerment in the parliamentary processes. So let me join my colleagues in encouraging you to go and convince those who have not signed up to the pledge today, but also the wider parliamentary community, so that together we can have a critical mass of champions to move this campaign forward. You have seen today that power is literally at your fingertips. You just have to click that button, and your commitment is known to the world as a whole. So once again, it gives me great pleasure to be launching this campaign with you all. And together, I'm sure we're going to succeed, because again, this is a movement, and the campaign is intended to take that movement forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. And I sincerely hope that you're following the chat, because you can see that there is a lot of thank you messages for the work that IPU has done and the work that the team has done. And there are also already a lot of pledges coming up. So thank you so much for everything that the organization and the people in the organization are doing this. Now, I have a challenge for the parliamentarians that we have here with us, and is that I'm gonna ask you to go to the website and make live right now your pledge. Do it very quickly, and the moment that you have done it, please come back and raise your hand using the hand function in Zoom. So then by the next couple of minutes, we're gonna see everyone raising with a hand raise, and then we will be able to see how many of us have actually made the pledge right now, taking the lead and leading by example. So, and we can see that there's already a lot of people who have done it, so fantastic. And I look forward to see many, many hands on Zoom as you're making the pledge. So with that, I would also love to hear from Melvin, as the leader of this campaign, what is your pledge? Melvin, the floor is yours.
Yes, Anna, thank you very much. I vote and I pledge for more young MPs, for youth leadership, and also for the empowerment of young people in office. So I'm happy for this campaign, and I do hope that it will encourage us to take it forward. I thank Mr. SG and Saina, Jonathan, and the whole staff of the IPU for the preparation and the work that we have done before. And now it's time to work, and now it's time to move more than ever before. So say yes to youth empowerment and youth participation. People, let's go for it.
Totally, let's go for it. Now, Cynthia, over to you. What's your pledge?
Thank you so much. I say yes to promoting youth quotas. I say yes to this pledge, promoting youth quotas, so my parliament is truly representative of the young men and women of the country it serves, and youth quotas that include a gender parity provision 50-50. So the youth quotas enhance the selection and promoting of young candidates, helping talented young people overcome some of the barriers to being elected. In turn, seeing younger people represented in parliament can increase the level of political engagement of young people and their legislative representation, adding to a steady growth in the number of representatives. So the challenge of the IPU is to continue promoting your cause. So I say yes to this play.
Amazing, I'm so impressed. Just to check, do we have Ulrich to share the pledge with us?
Yes, thank you very much. I hope you all hear me. It's wonderful to see you again. I would have loved to have you all in my arms today somewhere around the world and having love with you, but it's not possible, so we can see us here today. And thank you, Mr. Secretary, for your support for our campaign and the wonderful staff, IPU, Sena and all, Johnny and whoever did it in the back. You made a great job. I pledged for all of them. I'm not a fan of quotas, but I know that in some countries around the world, quotas is the only way to make it able for young people to come to parliament. So I know why that is. In Germany, we wouldn't need it. I think it's our thing to do to support young candidates all around the world. And we have to see how we can fund them for the campaign. That's something really special in some countries around the world. You need money to run for offices. And that's something we have to see how we can fill up the parliaments with young people, being our future for all the world around, and seeing Africa, where we have 65% under 25. It has to be not a miracle, but it has to be the part of what we have to do, that young people enter parliament and make democracy all around the world powerful and healthy. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much to all of you for sharing your pledge, and to everyone who right now use the raise function here on Zoom, because it means that you're giving us evidence to say that you have made the pledge, even though I'm sure that everyone at heart has done it. The important thing is that once this Zoom meeting is over, you make sure to use these resources and to amplify them. So I hope that you do it wisely. So the commitment and dedication of this wonderful intergenerational cooperation, and I do want to emphasize the word intergenerational cooperation, because it's something that has been common throughout all the speakers that we have had today about the importance of young people and senior people working together, is really, really inspiring and heartwarming. I am sure that many young men and many young women will be also inspired to join parliaments around the world when we see so many leaders like you and the leaders that you're going to inspire to join the campaign supporting this effort. So now I want to invite all of us to continue signing up and spreading the word in your parliament, so that as many MPs can also join, and that we can actually have from a pledge an actual change at the local and national level, and that we can see more young people represented in the decision-making process. So with this, I am now handing the floor back to our talented chairperson and looking forward to having you in the rest of the afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So dear colleagues, I wish to thank all the speakers for this contribution, to thank our Secretary General, Mr. Chungang, for being with us all the time, and as well as the IPU, all the staff from the IPU. Thank you so much. Thank you, President Melvin. And for the launch of this exciting new campaign, congratulate all the team of the IPU. I encourage all participants to check out this platform, I Say Yes, the website that now we can see all again in the chat if you haven't do it. So today, and start transforming words to action. A special thank you as well to the inaugural change makers who have now signed up. I can't wait to see the next launch of the campaign at the IPU assembly next month. So, well, very happy to close this part of the session. There is all time that we have for this session number one of youth participation. We will now have a short coffee break, and I invite you to be back in 2-3 minutes. So at 4:13, 4:14, we will come back so we can proceed with session two. So go for your coffee. Only 3 minutes and we are back. Thank you so much.